If anybody tells you that followers are something that you should keep track of for your business, they're living in the past. And even worse, they don't even understand how to get clients, which is the thing that we need to do. Followers are the least important metric if you want to make money. If you want to get followers to feed your ego or to make yourself feel good, then don't watch the rest of this video. But if you want to make money, watch the rest of this video. I'm going to uncover why followers are the worst metric, and I'm also going to show you what people who are actually making money online by selling services are doing instead. Because it's not enough to stop worrying about followers. You have to know the specific metrics to track so you can make money, because it used to be followers, but now it's not. It's much more simple than that. So let's dive into it. If followers made us money, we would all be millionaires. We could just buy followers and exchange those followers for dollars and make money, and we would never have to work again. And as you may know, some of the biggest influencers in the world don't even make the most money, right? It's not the people with the most followers who make the most money. So those are not the people we need to learn from. Instead, what we need to do is understand the metrics that we have to track instead, and the metrics that actually lead us to creating sales, which makes us money. Now you can enjoy not having to worry about followers. But the next question is, what are we going to do instead? If you don't need followers, what do you need? A system. You need a system that sells and markets for you. Anything ambiguous will be taken as negative or ignored. So specificity is what sells. If you're driving past a billboard that says, "We help you get divorced," but you're not even married, then you're going to ignore that billboard. If you drive past a billboard that says, "We help you get divorced," and you are married, then hopefully you don't need that billboard. If you drive past a billboard that says, "We help you get divorced," and you are married and you're considering getting divorced, then you're going to read that billboard and notice what company is attached to it. Now, if you're driving past a billboard that says, "We help you get divorced without your spouse's signature," and you are currently trying to get divorced and help and encourage your spouse to sign the papers, well, not only are you going to pay attention to that billboard, you're literally going to take a picture of it, write down the number, call the company. You're actually going to inquire. Why? Because it's specific to your situation. The same exact thing is happening in marketing. If you go out and try to create content for everybody, then nobody will buy. If everybody likes it, then nobody will love it. So you need to get specific. And the next piece of this is exactly how to do that. So we need a system for creating specific content that attracts leads instead of attracting followers. It's not more followers equals more money. It's clear positioning equals clear messaging equals clear content equals clear next steps. That's how this works. They see the billboard. In this case, it's a post or a YouTube video or a blog or something like that. Then that specifically solves and is relevant to their problem. And then that's when they reach out for help. They're going to ask you to help them because it's specific. So what do we actually have to track? Well, let me show you. There are two types of metrics that you need to track to eliminate the need for followers and start optimizing for making sales. Those fall into two categories: marketing metrics and sales metrics. Marketing metrics tell you how many engagements you're getting per week. These are likes, comments, saves, reshares, anything that has to do with a post or content out in the wild. This can also include a comment, a DM, a profile view, any touch point that happens before you're engaging in a one-to-one conversation with the prospect. For example, inbound leads per month, current 14, goal 20. Email signups per month, current 25, goal 50. Super simple. Take the metric that could be, again, engagement, saves, shares, profile views, booked calls, email signups, etc. take what you're currently doing and then set a goal. It's that simple. Now for the sales metrics. These are sales metrics that every single service business should track. Number one, your close ratio. What percentage of prospects who are booking calls are becoming clients? Number two, clients acquired. How many clients are you acquiring in any given month? Number three is recurring or reoccurring revenue. How many clients are continuing to pay any given month? This is why chasing followers doesn't make any sense, because the metrics that we just discussed are the only metrics that matter when it comes to paying yourself as a business owner or getting paid while working in a business. These are the only metrics that actually matter for people who want to generate more business and not just generate followers online. So now that we know the metrics that every business owner needs to track in sales and marketing, we can talk about the shift between followers and attracting the right clients. That starts with who you want to attract. This is not necessarily where they live or how many cars they drive, though it could be. But what I'm talking about here is an easy solution to the who do I sell to problem. If you're a service business owner and you want to figure out who your ideal client is, all you have to do is look through all of your clients. This is called a client scorecard. Take people who have already spent money, put them on a Google sheet, and then rank, would I work with them again, yes or no? And from 0 to 10, how easy was it to work with them? Take those where you say, yes, I would work with them again, and over an 8 out of 10 as to how easy they were to work with, and then do a profile on them, their personality type and business style and acquisition channel that you got them on is going to be your target moving forward. You already have this data in your business. You're just not using it to your advantage yet. We're going to take that profile of an ideal client based on not fictional clients, but clients we already have gotten, and we're going to turn their situation into content. So you're going to take the situation they had when they came to you and paid you, and you're going to make content about that situation. And here's a cheat code. If you want to make this easier on yourself, you can create content with the client. Have them tell your prospects about the situation they used to be in. This is one of my favorite hacks. So remember, the goal is no longer followers and attention. It is now specificity and attraction. What we want to create is content that brings only the right leads to us so we can go ahead and close them and turn them into business. So if you want to start creating this content, content that sells for you in your sleep, I have the solution for you. Staring in front of a camera or, unfortunately, in front of a keyboard is the same feeling. Great, I watched the video, but what do I actually do? How do I actually make this content? You don't want to feel like that when you're about to either record or write. So what I did was I put together 10 different ideas that all attract clients. These are all ideas that our clients have used and that I have used to attract clients. On top of that, I have a sample video script that you can use based on videos that have already attracted clients. So now you don't have to guess what content to create. You already know, and you're going to get these title ideas that work in any service-based business to attract clients. This system is called Script Science. It's the first link in the description of this video. Go ahead and grab it. There is zero cost to this. It's completely free today. So go get it. Hit that download, get the script, and you will be on your way to creating content that attracts clients. My name is Ryan Sullivan. I do this every single week. So hopefully I will see you on the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.